In on our last days of our stewardship campaign this year, and this is the final week of our sermon series, Handle with Care, where we've talked about how we're all called as Christians to be good stewards of our money and our time. While all this stewardship stuff is really just kind of a part of living faithfully into the Christian life, nobody really likes hearing about it or even talking about it, but even so, we do need these reminders, I think, to take a look at our lives, to look at our the financial things that we've been blessed with and struggle with how we can give a little of that back to God. So this is that opportunity for us to struggle with that. How can we give some of our many blessings back to God? There is a need. Let me give you a little perspective. We in this church still have over $218,000 left to raise in order to put a new roof on this church, and it's leaking. We need it. And out of this 470 or so person church, we've had just 25 pledge cards turned in so far. Now, I just have to speak these words, these reminders about what we're called to do as Christians, and then just step back and trust that each of us is taking this opportunity to struggle with how we can give some of our many blessings back to God. We've talked the last couple weeks about how we can be good stewards of our time and our money. This week we're going to sort of bring it all together by discussing how we can be good stewards of the gospel. We're reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 8. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. And you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Our theme for today, stewardship of the gospel, is likely a phrase that most of us are relatively unfamiliar with. In our scripture today, Paul writes in this letter to the church that he is entrusted with the message of the gospel. The reality is that it's not only Paul. It's not only me or Pastor Kathy or Pastor David that's entrusted with the message of the gospel. Just as we're entrusted to handle with care our financial blessings, each of us, having heard and embraced the message of the gospel, is then entrusted with that gospel as well. To be entrusted with the gospel, much like with our time and our money, means we have to take care of it. We have to use it responsibly while it's in our care. Now, some may suggest that being good stewards of the gospel just means grabbing a bullhorn and telling the world about God. But I think it's clear in our scripture today that being entrusted with the message of the gospel means even more than that. Our scripture today is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. This was just one of the churches that Paul was caring for. Paul didn't just declare a gospel message to these people and leave. He didn't just start a church and then abandon it. Paul continued to be in relationship with these people. He checked in on them, loving them and encouraging them. He wrote letters and follow-up letters. He visited again. He sent friends and messengers. In this particular letter where Paul is talking about sharing the message of the gospel, Paul compares himself to a nurse caring for her own children. He says that we shared this gently among you. Like a nurse cares for her own children, he says. To share the gospel, he says, means to share our own selves. This is stewardship of the gospel, giving of our own selves as a mother would do for her children. Soren Kierkegaard said that the gospel is always overheard, if it is heard at all. The gospel of Jesus Christ is more often overheard. It's heard in the lives of believers like you who not only speak the gospel, but live the gospel. The gospel life and ministry of Jesus Christ is witnessed in the love and care we extend and the words of comfort and hope we offer to those who need a little good news. People need good news, and the message of Jesus Christ is good news. I was in Chicago this past weekend, and we had a really good time. Got to see the Cubs lose live at Wrigley Field and everything. On Saturday, we were walking all around the city and all along the beautiful lakeshore. They have several square blocks that are all public parks and just perfect for a good long walk. And so we were doing that. And we wound up at Buckingham Fountain. And we sat down on a park bench to rest our legs and enjoy the great weather. And then we were kind of interrupted. These two guys pulled out this big old stereo system and two microphones, and one guy had a music stand with his notes on it like this. And then they just started yelling. Yelling is what I heard. They were actually trying to teach about God and about the importance of becoming a Christian, I suppose, but I'm not sure that's what anyone was actually hearing, not me at least. What I heard was yelling. Now, you got to give them a little credit. They were trying. They likely thought they were being good stewards of the gospel. While I sat there trying to tune these men out, I watched as my mother-in-law took my daughter by the hand, and she walked her all the way around the fountain, pointing out all the beautiful things all around the park. And I thought to myself, that's a better way. That's a better way to share good news. You take them by the hand. You point out all the beautiful things. You speak gently with them. You give of your own selves as a mother would do, so that this good news of Jesus that we speak of is really good news, because it is. So think about it. How did you first hear about Jesus? Look back on your life for a second. Who took you by the hand and took the time to show you the gospel? Who in your life knew that this was something to handle with care? Someone did, right? It may have been your mother or your father, maybe a Sunday school teacher, someone who gave of their time to serve the church, or maybe it was the church in general, a program or service they provided that gave you the opportunity to hear and see the gospel. Things that couldn't have happened without people willing to give of their time and money. Sometimes I think one of the best ways of being good stewards of the gospel is by being good stewards of our time and money. My daughter is 2 years old now, and the other day she was eating a snack, and I asked her if I could have some of it. Usually I just sneak it, but I asked her, and she responded by grabbing it and saying, "Mine." It's her favorite word now, I think. But was it really hers? I mean, I paid for it. I gave it to her. And she couldn't even open the thing without me. It wasn't really hers. She was completely dependent on me for that snack in the first place. So, it wasn't really hers. But that's kind of how we act with the gifts of God sometimes, isn't it? mine, we say. My money, my time, my life. But our life, our money, our time, and the gospel, it's a gift that's meant to be shared. The gospel is God's prized possession. Jesus was God's only son. Yet unlike with the giving of our time and our money, where there's really only a finite amount of money and time that we have to give, we're not going to run out of the gospel. With our time and money, we can have the difficulty struggling with what to give and what to keep for ourselves. We can each have the problem of being poor stewards of our time and money and sort of hoard it for ourselves. We can do that with the gospel too. We can hoard it. We can fail to let it slip from our fingers, from our lips. But we need not keep the gospel only for ourselves. We're not going to run out of the gospel. God's grace is poured out. Some might say that God is even wasteful or careless with this good news. God pours out grace on us. And so many of us miss it or don't understand. But God generously gives us the gift of Jesus Christ anyway. Jesus walked this earth. And he was always this kind of man who gave out grace upon grace, as if he had plenty of it to give away. Taking people by the hand, loving, speaking words of comfort and good news. And by the end, he gave his whole self, so that we may know good news. So let us follow in the way of Jesus, the generous giver of good news. Let us give of ourselves so that all may know the great love our Lord has for us, giving our time, our money, our very selves. Amen.